A lot of us are living out our New Year's resolutions and trying to get more organized, cleaning out the junk drawers and closets and attics and things like that. And that's what they're doing at the Port Huron Museum as well. Andrew Kircher is here from the museum. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And so that's the plan at the Port Huron Museum, is to kind of inventory, figure out what you got, and clean out all those nooks and crannies, right?
Exactly right. So the museum collection goes back to about 1904 when it opened as a library. So we're dealing with well over 100 years of artifacts at the museum. And, you know, it's the best kept secret in the museum industry that no matter which museum you go to, if you go to the Smithsonian, if you go to the Bobblehead Museum, no museum puts out more than, I'd say, 15% of their collection. There's just space constraints. There's concerns for the artifacts themselves. Some can't stay out long-term without risking damage. So you have to be well-organized at a museum. It's just kind of vital to know what you have, and that helps you not only with knowing the past, but also preparing for the future. If you know what you have, you know what you want, if that makes sense. You want to know, you know, where are there redundancies in your collection? Where are there gaps? Is there something that you could really use to help tell the story that you're trying to tell? You know, we tell blue water history. You know, what is an artifact that we might be missing? Or what is something that maybe we have, you know, frankly, too many of?
Right. Great questions. So let me ask you this. Where is all that stuff that's not on display?
Right. So we've got actually about half the basement and a couple other rooms at the Carnegie Center. So the Carnegie Center is, of course, the old library. It's our main museum building on 6th Street, 6th and Court. And during the month of January, so from about January 20th to February 7th, we're going to be pulling every single item out of that storage. And we're going to be, A, cleaning that storage, because unless everything comes out, it's pretty hard to clean. And then working to inventory and catalog those items. So there's been a number of different systems. Obviously, we've got like stacks and stacks of paperwork, but when you're talking about a system that's been collecting artifacts for over 100 years, it hasn't always been the most consistent in terms of the way they've been doing things, how it's organized and stored. We're finally at a point where technology has really caught up and made it really easy. We're going to be putting barcodes on items. We're going to be entering all of it into a computer system. You know, there's some pretty basic computer software, a program called PassPerfect that a lot of museums use. It's been out for a few years, and it's something that's going to make our lives, I think, a whole lot easier. It's a big job to get everything in there, but once it's in there, it makes our lives easier for the next 50 to 100 years.
It is a big job, but it's kind of an exciting prospect to go through all this stuff once and for all, huh?
It absolutely is. You know, we've got people who've been working at the museum for over a decade. We've got tens of thousands of items, and even the people who've worked there that long have kind of no idea the extent of what we have. No one does. Because, again, going back 100 years, a lot of the artifacts we have showed up at the museum before I was even born. So maybe we don't know exactly what's going to be in every cardboard box. When you're dealing with any sort of collection of that scale, it's going to be really a treasure hunt. You know, we're going to be finding some great things for blue water history. We're also going to maybe be able to find some things that maybe aren't a great fit. You know, if we've got a calendar for a tow truck company in Des Moines, Iowa, maybe not a great fit for our museum. You know, not something that really tells the blue water history. So we would work with, you know, other museums, maybe find a right home for those kinds of artifacts. That's something that happens all the time in the museum world.
To do this, you're going to have to basically shut down the museum for a few weeks then, aren't you?
Yes. So we really thought about this long and hard. We tried to find the time when maybe we were the least busy. We found, going through our records, obviously summer's right out. You know, we've got thousands of visitors. Even fall and spring. Spring, we've got lots of school programs. Fall, we're still open on a lot of the sites. So kind of left us with winter. We said, when are we the slowest? And we looked and we figured last couple weeks in January, first couple weeks in February. So we've decided to close for tours. So, you know, if there's something that's, you know, urgent, you've got something that you're interested in, you know, asking us about, we're still going to be looking at some emails and there'll still be somebody at the front desk. But we're actually going to be using so much of the museum space, stuff on every table, every surface, that tours just aren't going to be possible during that time. But we still want lots of members of the community in the museum during those weeks because, frankly, we want help. Right. This is such a huge project. We really can't do it ourselves.
Okay.
You know, we've set up a sign-up sheet with a description of some of the different jobs, some of the different tasks to tackle. It's going to be everything from some simple data entry. If you can type, you can help. To things like painting and cleaning. We're doing a spring cleaning. Like I said, spring's busy for us. We got school programs. So this is a chance to actually, you know, scrub those back corners, repaint a couple things. So if you can move a paintbrush around, You can help entering, identifying those artifacts. Maybe you're really good at identifying maritime artifacts. It's a hobby of yours. We'd love your help. You know, there are items that even baffle some of us in the museum world. We have to look at it and say, I don't know, this has been sitting on the shelf since 1962, and I don't know what it is. So got to figure that out. Spend some time on Google, something like that. So there's a job for everyone. And for anybody who might be interested in helping out, we're going to be there essentially Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We're actually thinking if there's enough interest, we might add a couple weekend or maybe some evening hours. But take a look if you go to our website, phmuseum.org. Right there, a banner right at the top, you'll see there is a volunteer sign-up sheet. And just throw in there some ideas of some times when you might have. It's a nice Google sheet, so it saves and updates automatically with descriptions of some of those jobs, and we hope to fill that out. And I think it's going to be a fun treasure hunt.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a huge task. Obviously, it's a huge project, but with enough people helping, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Many hands make light work.
There you go. All right, simple as that. And again, the Port Huron Museum website is where people can go.
Yep, phmuseum.org.
All right, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
All right, Andrew, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.